Hey guys, it's Motivational Friday. So growing up, I thought my mom was so mean. My mom would not let me get away with anything. Like everything that I tried to do, I just got shut down a lot. And I was like, you know, I'm the last baby. I should be able to do anything, like skip school. If I wanted to sneak out the house, I should be able to do that because, you know, I was the last baby. So I thought I was kind of privileged and I should be able to get away with those things. But she wouldn't let me get away with anything. And when she spoke to me, she spoke to me with so much harshness. Like, and I used to think like, man, this lady's so mean. And so one day I got so frustrated and so irritated because I asked her for something and she gave me these proverbs that I didn't have time to be sitting there trying to figure out these proverbs, these Haitian proverbs. So I told her, I'm like, why are you so mean to me? Why do you always have to be so harsh? And again, she gave me another Haitian proverb. She was like, you know, when I don't say anything to you, that's when you should worry. When I don't care about you, that's when you should worry. And I was like, huh? And it took me a while to understand what she meant. She was basically saying that she cared so much about me that she wanted the best for me. And sometimes, you know, it's just a life thing that we don't understand what chastisement means when God is chastising us, or when our parents are chastising us. The Bible says who he loves, he corrects. And sometimes it feels like God is chastising us way too much. Like, you know, everybody out here doing what they want to do. They out here stealing. They out here, you know, fornicating. They out here, you know, getting through with their taxes and getting through with financial aid. And here you go. And you're like, God, what about me? I'm doing things the right way, but it seems like nothing is working. But God, why do you have me taking the long journey? Why do you constantly have me at the place where I have to do things the right way? Well, sometimes I just want to get away with stuff. Sometimes I just want to do me. And God says who he loves, he corrects, because he wants to make sure that we're doing it the right way. The Bible says, and also in Proverbs 3:11, do not reject the discipline of the Lord, because God wants to make sure that we are doing it right. Just like what he did with David. Like, David thought he could have got away with, you know, sleeping with Bathsheba and, you know, killing Bathsheba's husband and then having a baby with Bathsheba. Like, he thought he could get away with that. But God said, not my son. Nah, you're going to do this right. We're going to correct this. And he had to be chastised. Also, in John 15:2, it says, every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it so that it may bear more fruit. God wants us to bear more fruit. We can't be like the world. We can't be like what the world is doing. God wants to make sure that we're doing it the right way. He corrects us. We're not perfect, but he's perfecting us. He's training us. He's molding us to become what he has called us to be. And yeah, we're gonna fall along the journey. Yes, we are. But he's going to correct us. And you shouldn't be afraid of God's correction, because he's there to help you. He's there to correct you. He's there to prune you to become the very thing that he has called of you to become. So God bless. Love you guys. Bye.